This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy, life of your death they ever seen. A mental heart is strangely eyes. When he speaks, he never says it twice. They call him judge, it's my favorite friend.
Says he's in law enforcement in Mississippi. Let's talk about what can be done, because I'm not a dramatic person and I follow the border news, and I know 3,000 a day is huge in El Paso or McAllen, and both border heads there said it's 13 to 15,000 to 16,000 a day. And we're not testing anybody. We're not even getting who they are. They're just going every direction because you can't. Well, the Border Patrol ought to do something. You try with 20 people to stop 10,000. It's insane. What do you think's happening here, Thomas?
Hey, Alex, how are you doing, sir?
I've never been this concerned for the country. I mean, I don't know. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I'm gonna address the elephant in the room that it appears nobody else wants to discuss or talk, and that's plain and simple. I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for him. But I'm going to put this all on him. He has got specific laws, and specifically 10 U.S.C. 284, that states that this doesn't have to turn into a dog and pony show. He can act. So to me, it seems like he's agitating sides, or he's saying, the left isn't letting me do this, boo-hoo. He has all the authority, not only given through the executive branch, but that specific law I just mentioned. To me, this seems like a game.
Well, you're very sophisticated, because this weekend I was thinking about this. I said, I hope Trump isn't playing with fire, letting this crisis get out of control to win the next election, because we might win that one, but we'll lose all the others after. And I was thinking that myself. Is he letting this get out of control?
It has to be, because I actually, Alex, I sat down the other night, and I listed with ongoing events 10 or 12 different subjects where he actually has authority to take control of, and he does not. But he does love to get in front of the camera and say, look, the left is stopping me. I'm starting to think maybe he was there to cause more division. I'll be honest. Under Obama, we knew it was literally.
But here's the deal. He's not a police officer like you. And I'm not just defending Trump. I've noticed when he gets info, he does the right thing. He's there asking his advisors things.
He can ask his advisors. Well, he needs to get new advisors. The bottom line is I'm pretty much a low-level guy. But if I can look up the laws and see my civic, the way that they're put to us, if he can't see him, he doesn't need to be in the job.
Then you've got the next. You've got the next 2 minutes. What does Trump need to do?
Trump needs to follow the law, plain and simple. He just needs the 10 U.S.C. 284 gives him full authority. When he was doing the dog and pony show with Nancy Pelosi, like asking for funds and all this kind of garbage, that's pure nonsense. Executive branch has its own budget. He could have built the wall with no fanfare, very quietly, and did it. But it was acting like Aunt B and Gomer Pyle need to give him authority, and this person and that person. His legal authority is clearly spelled out, and it would take a third grader to see it. To
me, no, you're right. Under the commander-in-chief, he can do whatever he wanted.
When it comes to military installations and federal buildings and borders within the United States and or its territory, he has full legal and to quote the law, sole authority. So what's he waiting for?
No, you're right. And that's why Ann Coulter's mad at him. So what do you think he's really up to?
That's where I lean on you, Alex, because you've been deciphering this for years.
You know, Trump's super smart on some things and not on others, and I'm not trying to give him a pass, but when you finally get to him with something, he'll do the right thing. That's why they fight. We can't get to him. We still do. He has these advisors around him that I'm not giving him a pass, but we need to get to him so that he understands. Like the way he acted all happy once he got cleared of Russiagate. Of course he was cleared of it. Why wait till they do it? He just, I don't know, man. At least he cut the funding off to Central America, right? That was a big move. I mean, that's a big way to cut it off. I don't know. Thank you, Thomas. We're going to take more calls, obviously. throughout the next few days here. This is what we're going to be focusing on. I got loaded phone lines, but I have a special report, and I have a special guest coming up. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
This is 21st century, sixth generation warfare. The megacorporations of the planet publicly have organized the UN and its World Migrant Refugee Program to actually create refugee crises and then organize them into political tools to create migration routes out of North Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and Latin America into first world nations to politically conquer them. We're about to break down the facts, the documents, the history, and how we can stop it with this critical information. But it's up to you to get it out. The story of the 10,000-plus illegal alien migrant caravan that smashed through Mexican defenses yesterday on its way to the United States begins in Europe. And what they've gone through in the last 6 years. But I want everyone watching to understand something. What I'm about to break down is admitted fact from the United Nations and George Soros's Open Society Foundation. None of this is my opinion. It's shocking to me to watch mainstream media deceive the American public, but to also watch even conservatives not realize the full magnitude. The United States is under military attack. It's a 21st century war using weaponized third world populations. Let's begin. Now, a lot of people think of Europe as far away from the Middle East and far away from Africa. It's its own area of the world, the tip top of industrialization and Western civilization, the first world. But just south of it, 90 miles, in some cases only 5 miles, is North Africa. Now, the United Nations, set up by the robber barons about 75 years ago, by the multinational corporations, understands that. It understands that if they have jurisdiction over migrants or over refugees, they can use them as political weapons. And they've written many a white paper on it, a few of which I'm about to break down here in a moment. But if you look at the Middle East and you look at Central Asia, it's smack dab right here underneath Europe. And only Greece and Bulgaria and Macedonia and Albania are standing in the way. And most of those countries are now Muslim or Muslim majority, like Albania. What did Bill Clinton do back in the 1990s? Bomb Serbia repeatedly to help Al-Qaeda and to help other Islamic fighters take control of a third of Serbia. So it's part of a globalist colonization backing radical Islam across the world. And in the last 6 years, we've seen more than 15 million illegal aliens staged at UN emergency centers in North Africa and in the Middle East to then be escorted and paid to then invade Europe with socialist and globalist governments under EU control, letting them in. And they admit it's part of a plan to take over. And I'm going to show you those documents here in a moment. That's why this is so critical, because they're carrying out the same plan here. So the story of what's happening to the United States begins in the Middle East and Europe. Now, here is North America. From southern Mexico to the North Pole is North America. Central America and then South America. Right now in Guatemala, tens of thousands have already crossed and have been stopped on the edge of Mexico. Hundreds of thousands more are being prepared in camps in Guatemala and Honduras, UN-funded camps, Ford Foundation-funded camps, George Soros-funded camps. It's all in federal documents. It's all public. But mainstream media will lie and say that's a conspiracy theory. Now I'm going to break down their overall master plan and then how we stop it here in a moment. And that's why we're so censored and so blocked, because the globalists know we actually research their source documents. But let's finish up with Europe real quick before we go to America. Here is Reuters. We have clips of it right here in the Infowars.com article. Macron walks back mass migration, tells migrants to succeed in Africa, after he said 200 million need to enter Europe in the next 20 years or so. Here's another one from a UN document in 2001. UN planned to flood America with 600 million migrants to politically divide and conquer, drive down wages, and destroy any sovereignty that nations have in a Tower of Babel type scenario. Austria, Hungary, and others are pulling out of the UN immigration pact, saying that they are not going to be part of this because the UN is purposely paying to bring in the refugees and to create the refugee problem, to bring in a client group that the EU, the UN, and the globalists control. So again, think about how close Africa and the Middle East is to Europe. 90 miles from Italy, only a few miles from Spain. Soros is on record funding millions of people in Zodiac boats coming across and then invading, being turned into political armies. The very same thing is now being done, just like it started 6 years ago in Europe, to the United States. The good news is we know the battle plan and can stop it. So the United Nations and multinational corporations that are promoting globalism, almost all of them, go in and exploit Venezuela, set up socialism and communism. Once it collapsed, everyone starts fleeing. And in a domino effect, only seven nations from Venezuela up to the U.S. border, people begin to flee by the tens of millions. Just as the UN brings in policies with the IMF and World Bank that collapse North Africa and the Middle East, just like Hillary and Obama started the wars in the Arab Spring that admittedly caused the refugee crisis, the globalists go in, they help exacerbate the crises, millions begin to flee in all directions, the UN sets up refugee camps to organize, train, and pay the groups to then leapfrog nation by nation. And the UN openly tells Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, and Guatemala, if you simply let our people have passage, we won't leave them here. We're sending them to the U.S. And now, in just the last year, millions are migrating all the way up to the Guatemalan border, where the U.N. has been called in by Mexico to fix the problem that the U.N. itself set up on record, to then set up a refugee camps or a group of camps over the Mexican border to ensure that they don't stay in Mexico, but instead are given transit up to the United States. This is the political plan to capture this nation. It's been done before, and they admit it's their plan. Think about the incredible deception of CNN. When tens of thousands of illegal aliens, UN-funded, smashed over the Guatemalan border yesterday, they said, oh, there was chaos at the migrant march. No, they attacked the police. They tore down the fences. They rampaged over. And they used children as shields. And then, when other smaller groups have gotten up to the border, they claim that we're taking children away from these people to find out who they really are. And in the famous case of Trump standing over a little girl, it wasn't even true. So they bring these children into this dangerous situation. The UN funds it, and the UN sets up their bases, ensuring the next country that we won't let them stay here, give in to us, and we promise to ship them into the United States, into Europe, into the heart of the political systems they want to control. This is the reverse of colonialism and is a corporate form of colonialism using weaponized third world populations to take over the planet. Now, In part two of this breakdown, we're going to go into the studio, and I'm going to lay out how we stop it, how President Trump stops it. But the first thing we've got to do, as modern Paul Revere's, is raise the alarm. We care about third world populations, and we hope they reform their nations. But the very globalists that have imploded their nations are using the crises they've helped create to now literally foment these giant migrant waves to form huge migration routes, literal railroads, into the West, just like they've done Europe. This is the plan, the official UN plan, 600 million people they plan in the next 30 years to bring into the United States and totally and completely conquer the nation. Because that's how you control people, is through divide and conquer. Bring in people, keep them poor, keep them dumb, set them up under socialism, and then if you don't like what the domestic population has done, you can trigger the population you brought in to absolutely burn the nation down. That's the globalist plan. This is 21st century warfare, and America is under attack. Now we've got to talk about how we stop it. I said 2 minutes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a
place to advertise your business, one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, this is Mike Adams jumping in here for the remainder of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Thanks for continuing with me here. I've been listening to the show today, as you have as well, and I agree with Alex's assessment. We are in an emergency situation with the open borders, the invasion of the United States, the occupation and attempted overthrow of America. But it's really bigger than that. Alex has talked about this. It's about the overthrow of Western civilization. And for the rest of the hour today, I'm going to bring some unique analysis to this situation and explain exactly what's happening and why it's going to get a whole lot worse, a lot worse in the years ahead. You're going to look back at today and think these were the good times, because we are headed, Western civilization is headed for an engineered collapse by design. And it's designed to take down all independent thinking and even to take down humanity ultimately, because remember, the globalists want to destroy about 6 billion people. Now, that is 1,000 times bigger than the Holocaust of World War II. Statistics about World War II typically quote 6 million Jews being exterminated by the Third Reich. The globalists today want to exterminate 6 billion humans. That's 1,000 Holocausts. And they are attempting to carry it out right now. But one of the things is they have to take your guns first, because it's really hard to take over and murder people and execute people if people can defend themselves. So today I have an important alert. You know, the high-capacity gun magazine ban was overturned in California just a couple of days ago. Those of you listening in California, you have a very limited window of opportunity to purchase these, what I call normal-capacity magazines. To me, a 30-round Magpul magazine in an AR-15 is a normal-capacity magazine. I wouldn't defend my home or my ranch without a 30-round magazine, or several of them, actually. So that's normal capacity. You know, to me, maybe a 100-round drum, that might be a high-capacity magazine. But a 30-round magazine, or for your Glock pistol or your SIG pistol, whatever you have, Smith & Wesson, you know, a 15-round, 17-round, even a 21-round magazine for your FN-509, whatever you have, that's a normal-capacity magazine. Retailers are now flooding California with high-capacity magazines, as they're called, which I call normal capacity again. But retailers like Brownells, Midway USA, Palmetto State Armory, other online resellers right now, many of them are offering specials. You know, like 9 Magpul mags for your AR-15 for $90. These are specials because these companies, in my view, they haven't said this, but in my analysis, they are deliberately working to flood California with these normal capacity magazines before the reban kicks in, making it illegal for people to purchase or possess these magazines. And you can bet there are probably hundreds of thousands of constitutional patriots, law-abiding citizens across California today that are ordering, you know, 40 or 50 of these magazines, which are, of course, non-serialized. They're, you know, they can't be traced. You don't need an FFL to purchase the magazines. And they are squirreling these away. They are going to hide them. They're going to hold on to them because they know what's coming. And what's coming is a brutal civil war, an invasion, almost a military-class land invasion of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas through the southern border. It's on. The border is beyond broken. It is, in essence, a warlike invasion of America. And the fact that these, many of these immigrants being violent, child traffickers and drug smugglers and sex traffickers. Not all of them, but many of them are. And I've got a quote here from Christian Nielsen that I'll talk about today, who even talks about this child, so-called child recycling traffic ring, which is unbelievably horrific and insane. The fact that lawmakers in America are trying to disarm the American people, disarm law-abiding citizens of this country, while allowing us to be overrun by a land invasion of violent migrants in some cases, violent criminals and traffickers and smugglers. This is beyond acceptable. We are very close to the point in my analysis of if Trump doesn't activate the American people, if Trump doesn't, you know, maybe call up the militia or maybe call up the guard or maybe call up the Pentagon to defend the border, if Trump doesn't do something, I think we're arriving at a point very soon where the American people are going to do something on their own. Because in the Constitution, they have the right to. You have the right to defend your country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we are being invaded. This is a matter of national survival. It's beyond just national security. This is about whether America will exist over the next, you know, 10 years or maybe less than that. So right now, as it is legal, as this ban in California has been temporarily lifted, if you are in California, get your high capacity, so-called high capacity, again, normal capacity magazines for your firearms. And the rest of you all over the country, if you're living in Oregon, you know, there's a law they're trying to pass there to ban and outlaw the 80% receivers that you can use to make a fully functional AR receiver in a ghost gunner, a CNC milling machine. And I have one of those machines and I mill out my own receivers and it works great. You know, Ghost Gunner, it's a breakthrough product. You should get one if it's legal. But they've outlawed it in New Jersey, and they're trying to outlaw it in Oregon because they don't want the citizens to be armed to defend yourself against this invasion that is being not just tolerated, but endorsed by Democrats, endorsed by them. You know, the level of corruption of these Democrats who are, in my analysis, taking money from the drug cartels to keep the border open, because the drug cartels need that vector, they need that highway to be able to smuggle in not just not marijuana, because there's no money in smuggling marijuana. It's legal almost everywhere. It's the money is in heroin, the money is in child trafficking, the money is in the human smuggling that they're doing. And what they're doing now is they're kidnapping children so that they can claim to be a family as they claim asylum at the border. This again is called child recycling. So they're kidnapping children in Mexico and other South American countries, El Salvador, and so on, and then exploiting those children to try to get into America as a family. And then once the child is released, then the child is taken back down. You know, the kidnapping continues from these coyotes and the human traffickers, and then they assign that same child to another adult to claim that that person is the parent and that's their child. And this recycling goes on every day. And this is how Democrats are abusing the system. If we don't stand up and stop this, I mean, the humanitarian crisis is off the charts here. We have a humanitarian obligation to halt this, not just a national defense obligation. If we don't do something urgently, if Trump doesn't take action, or the people don't take action, or the governors of states like Texas don't take action, then America will be gone. It'll be done for. America will become Venezuela. We will be overrun. And there's no doubt in my mind that a civil war will break out because the American people are fed up and they're tired of having their votes overruled by the votes of illegals in places like California. We can no longer stand by and just watch TV and pretend Trump is going to solve all our problems. It is time for the American people to demand a solution and be prepared to defend our nation. Much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. Be right back after this break.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, with the Democrats now demanding the full release of the Mueller report and claiming to believe in transparency, of course, it's a selective belief on their part. Why not release the FISA warrant details? Why not release the scope memo that expanded the scope of the Mueller investigation way beyond even any hint of a potential crime, but to obstruction? Why not release Hillary Clinton's 33,000 so-called destroyed emails? Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be released. Why not release all the Area 51 files, for that matter? I mean, if Trump wants to get into the mood of releasing documents, well, there's all kinds of stuff he could release. I mean, he could blow a hole in the British intelligence MI5 operation, and he may well do that. I have a feeling Trump is holding things for the right moment to quote, go nuclear on the intelligence community if it comes to that. That's just my guess. I mean, I don't have any specific inside information on that. But in this segment, I want to present to you an understanding about what's called the collapse of complex societies. Now, there's a book by that name that I read many years ago. It's by Joseph Tainter. It's called Collapse of Complex Societies. Now, the reason this is relevant to you is because this is what we are witnessing and living through right now. We are going to suffer an incredible global collapse. It is now inevitable. We're past the point of no return. So have no illusions. You are going to live through the most difficult time of your life, and it's going to get so much worse. Again, you're going to look back at today and think today that these were the good times. It's going to get more difficult to get anything done. Logistics are going to break down everywhere. If you think Boeing airplanes falling out of the sky was a big deal, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Things stop working when they become incredibly complex. And I'll explain why here. But even this morning, the United States Postal Service had an outage of its API for shipping packages, which means that every fulfillment warehouse across the country could not ship out its packages or was delayed while the Postal Service computer bugs were worked out. This probably, I mean, I know this affected our operation. It might have affected InfoWars' store operation temporarily, although the API did come back online. But it just goes to show you that we now live in such complex societies where, let's take the Boeing example, a pilot of an airplane, you know, I'm trained as a pilot. I flew Cessnas. In a Cessna, you have cables, you know, cable controls. You are working the foot pedals. You're working the rudder. You're pitching the airplane using physical controls in the cockpit. It's not an electronic interpretation of what you want to do. There's not some computer software system that's overriding the controls. Believe me, Cessna airplanes, I flew a 182, by the way. Believe me, there's no software in that system at all except what's on your navigation board. So you have direct control over that airplane, and you'd have to be a fool to pitch the nose down and fly into the ground. I never did that, obviously. You know, nobody does that. You'd be a moron. But yet, when you introduce complex Boeing software, and now you have to have computer programmers who, by the way, there's no qualification, you know, to be a programmer. Some programmers are great. Other programmers are morons. They're incompetent. They have no idea what they're doing. There's no certification that guarantees programmers are programmers. It's not like a medical license for being a doctor. Not that doctors know what they're doing either. But my point is, anybody can claim to be a programmer. And they could work for Boeing. And they can introduce a bug into that software. They can have oversight. Oh, we didn't figure that, you know, the sensor would have a glitch or whatever the case may be. And then you have the pilot in at the flight deck. And that pilot is like, I don't want to pitch the nose down, but the software is pitching the nose down because the pilot doesn't have control over the rudder of the airplane or the ailerons or anything. The pilot no longer has control over the physical flight surfaces of that airplane. So the airplane nosedives into the ground, bursts into a flame, and makes a giant crater and kills hundreds of people. This is an eerily accurate metaphor for what's happening across society right now. Because we have now reached the point of such complexity that nobody is in control anymore. Nobody is at the controls. Nobody can get anything done that makes any sense. For example, if we were a simple society and we were suffering an invasion of illegal immigrants coming across the border, occupying and invading our nation, the simple decision would be, well, of course, build a wall. Put soldiers on the border. How hard is that to figure out? And yet, here we are in America today, a complex society, we are paralyzed. We can't get it done even when the president wants to get it done. We have all this budgeting. We have all these debates and fake news information sources. We have, you know, the courts that are trying to interfere with common sense all the time, the liberal court judges. So we are not at the controls anymore. We can't just say, hey, build the wall and put people on the border, put soldiers on the border, deploy the military. For some reason, we are no longer able to do that in the same way that the pilot of that Boeing airplane is not able to say, stop pitching the nose down. So we are all on a suicide mission because we are a complex society that has lost touch with reality. That's what this book talks about, The Collapse of Complex Societies by Joseph Tainter. Now, this book looked at over 200 civilizations throughout human history. The collapse of all these civilizations, it has one thing in common. They became too complex, too much bureaucracy, long logistics and supply lines, too much centralization taking power out of the hands of the individuals who knew what they were doing. when farmers don't get to make decisions about what food they wish to grow and the government is telling them what to grow, i.e. North Korea, you get mass starvation and a food collapse, right? When economic decisions are no longer allowed to be made by small businesses, such as setting their own wages for employees, and instead you have a centralized government that's making all the decisions for you, you have economic collapse, mass unemployment, homelessness, and so on. When centralization creates, believe it or not, complexity, because now you have to have this incredible bureaucracy to run everything, and you're taking away decisions from the people on the street and people in the businesses, you know, people, real people who can make better decisions because they have better information right there. They're the ones who see what's happening in their communities. They see what's happening in their businesses. They see what's happening on the streets or in their local schools. As centralization happens in societies, you take away all of that control and that autonomy. You have mass centralization, dictatorial control over education, over economies, banking, finance, technology, medicine, you name it. That's what Obamacare was. It was medicine, a medical dictatorship, in essence. And that's why it failed, because these ideas don't work. So then, as you centralize things, you create a society that has no redundancy. You create long, complex supply lines, and the logistics become unsustainable. And then one little weakness in the system cascades to a system of failures across the entire system, and that's how you get Venezuela. And socialism is a philosophy of collapse. It's a philosophy of human suicide. Socialism and communism, it always ends in collapse because it must, by definition. This is what it commands. It demands that people give up all of their rights and all of their individual decisions. And it creates this highly complex society, multiple layers of bureaucracy that no one can survive, that can't even deliver food to people. I mean, Venezuela's sitting on a gold mine of free oil. All you got to do is pump it out of the ground, and you have endless abundance. And yet they can't even do that because of socialism. That's what's happening, and it's happening globally. And when you look at migrant populations now that are fleeing into the United States, they're fleeing El Salvador, they're fleeing Central and South American countries, they're fleeing the Middle East. Much of what's happening is people fleeing the collapse of complex societies. And as they are fleeing these collapsing nations, they are causing a cascading collapse throughout the system. And this is why Western nations like France and the UK and Germany and the United States are now next in line to suffer the cascading collapse. It is a tidal wave of human incompetence. It's a tidal wave of government corruption. A tidal wave of unsustainable complexity in every facet of a society. The culture will collapse. The medical systems will collapse. Economics will collapse. Science and technology is in the process of beginning to crumble in many ways, as we're seeing, like with Boeing as a good example. I'm here to tell you, this is only going to accelerate. Now, after this break, I'm going to try to share with you maybe some things you can do to survive what's coming, because it's going to get bad. Stay with me here, Mike Adams, on Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So some of the signs that are now rather obvious that the collapse has begun and it is accelerating include the fact that people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are actually in Congress. When you have a cognitive moron who is making law for the country, and you had some voters actually vote for her, even though it was a very small number, that's a sign that the collapse is here, because you no longer have rationality. You have the collapse of reason. You have the collapse of education. I mean, doesn't she even have a master's degree or something? And yet she talks like a valley girl, high school girl, and she thinks like a six-year-old. Like a six-year-old walks around and says, "Oh, mommy, I wish no one would ever suffer. Mommy, I wish everybody would have something to eat. Mommy, I wish the weather would be nice every day and there would never be flooding and hurricanes." That's sort of the mindset of people like Ocasio-Cortez. It is an infantile, idiotic mindset. Why are these people making laws in our country? Why is she featured as a speaker everywhere and on the cover of magazines? It's insane. When you've got this kind of idiocy going on, and then you have the corruption of people like Adam Schiff, you know that collapse is near. And, you know, on Ocasio-Cortez, she pushes her Green New Deal, and she says she's in favor of recycling. And I don't know if you knew this, but recycling programs all across liberal cities today, they are collecting, you know, all the plastic, and then they're just burning it all. They're just incinerating the plastic. So in many liberal cities across America today, the recycling program is a total joke. It's complete theater. They used to sell the plastic to China, which purchased, you know, large amounts, thousands, maybe millions of tons of plastic in bulk. Well, China stopped purchasing the plastic. They don't want our trash anymore, apparently. And so these liberal cities, they still have their citizens, oh, sort out your cans and your plastic bottles and sort everything out. Be a good citizen. And then they just burn it. They just incinerate it in like near your neighborhood. So it's insane. You might as well just gather up all your plastic and set fire to it in your own backyard, because that's exactly what cities are doing. I'm not saying you should do that, but that's what cities are doing. But it gets even worse. So again, AOC and people like her, they claim to be in favor of recycling. Well, what about child recycling? Sounds like something they would like, right? Child recycling. Yeah, you should recycle children. So this is from DHS Secretary Christian Nielsen. She was on with Tucker Carlson last night talking about how traffickers that cross the open border are engaged in child recycling. And what they do is they kidnap children in Central and South America. I sort of mentioned this in the last segment, but let me read you a quote from Nielsen here. She says, quote, "We've broken up so-called child recycling rings, if you can believe it, in the last couple of months, which is where smugglers kidnap a child, they give it to an adult to cross the border, and they present themselves as a family. And then once they get in, because, you know, we can only hold families for 20 days, they send the child back, and then they bring the child back with another family, another fake family, another adult. So this is called child recycling. And this is how children are kidnapped and trafficked and abused and used over and over and over again because of the open borders. And this is what Democrats support. They love this idea. They love that they can get more voters in by having children kidnapped and then, you know, have fake families demand asylum and be given voting rights in places like California. And just as a side note, by the way, California should be ostracized from the Electoral College. California electoral votes should not count until they have a voter ID law in place and stop giving illegals the right to vote. California senators should be barred from the Senate. California members of Congress should be barred from the House. California is not following election laws. Those are not American votes. Those are illegals voting in California's elections. They should be barred from participating in our electoral process. Why should illegals in California, who also, by the way, skew the whole census program, why should they be able to outvote you and me? We are real American citizens. We paid taxes. We grew up in this culture. We've been Americans our whole lives. Why should some illegal kidnap a child, come in, claim that they're a family, get asylum, get voting rights in California, and then outvote you? That makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm all for saying California, like a forced secession of the electoral process in California. Just bar all California senators, bar all California electoral votes. That's what we need to do. But there you go. Child recycling rings, that's happening in America right now, and that's directly from DHS Secretary Kirsten Nielsen. All right, other news today. We've got the USDA has now announced that they're going to stop their cannibal cats experiments, where they were having cats eat other cats, like kittens, to see what would happen. This is part of the USDA. The USDA has long been involved in the mass killing and genocide business. They used to have a program called Bye Bye Blackbird, where they would kill hundreds of millions of blackbirds all across America by feeding them poison. And this is what the government does. The government has long been in the business of genocide, killing off whatever they don't like, animal species sometimes, and, you know, pretty soon, most of humanity. This is what they are doing. So they said they're going to stop the experiments on kittens. Most Americans have no idea that they were running experiments on kittens. But guess what? The government's still running experiments on you and your children. And this is especially true in the LGBT community, where you have the transgender medical experiments on children. So imagine this. You have a child that's like 9 years old, let's say, and then somehow she's watching TV and she's convinced that she's a he, or the other way around, and she wants to be a transgender, well, the drug companies and now the psychologists and even the schools are pushing for the permanent surgical maiming and chemical castration of these children. And these protocols, and we recently published an article about this on Natural News, I forgot the title, but these protocols are extremely dangerous to children. They cause heart valve problems and heart disease and cardiovascular disorders. These chemicals are deadly, very dangerous chemical castrators, and the surgical procedures are, of course, irreversible. So, you know, you take a young male child and you convince him that he's a girl because that's the cool in thing now in our collapsing culture, and then you have him undergo, you know, transgender, quote, reassignment surgery. Well, it's physically maiming. It's cutting off the genitals of a young boy and dosing him up with, you know, castration chemicals to alter him to conform to an insane, deranged society of left-wing lunatics who are trafficking children and they're sexually molesting children. They are pedophiles and they are now medically maiming children because that's what fits their narrative. And there is no better example of the collapse of our society right now, the collapse of Western culture. When you have like Teen Vogue magazine out there with videos of young teens saying that binary is BS, saying that there's no such thing as a man or a woman, saying that you can choose whatever gender you want at any time, and then all your physical organs magically become female organs or male organs depending on your mood, that is insane. That is a collapse of society. And that's being pushed aggressively everywhere through every school, every university, every left-wing media outlet. This is child abuse on a scale that we have never seen before in this society. And by the way, as another side note, if there's no such thing as a man or a woman, as the left says, then why are they celebrating like Women's History Month? What does it even mean if they say there's no such thing as a woman or if anybody can be a woman? How does it mean anything? You know, I mean, it's again, I honor women for who they are, real women. I honor individuals for who they are. But to say that there's no such thing as a man or a woman and then to selectively celebrate women is a meaningless exercise, but that's the kind of derangement that the left engages in constantly because all rationality is gone. They are lunatics. We're talking about mass mental illness combined with pedophilia, child trafficking, you know, rampant corruption and abuse of the system. That's what the left has become. So I didn't get to everything I wanted to get to in terms of preparing for collapse. I do have a Sunday show here on InfoWars. It's called Counterthink. It airs every Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. You can also see other episodes you may have missed at counterthink.com. I will discuss surviving the coming collapse more at counterthink.com in those videos as well. Bottom line is, get ready. The insanity is only going to accelerate. The collapse is going to get much worse. If you're not ready to defend yourself, your family, your community, and your nation, you're going to be steamrolled. You're going to be overrun. They're going to take everything. They won't leave you with anything. You won't be able to own a business, to have property, to have a savings account, to have a firearm. You won't even be allowed to live if you're a white male Christian. They're going to have mass executions and mass genocide all across this country. That's their plan. Make no mistake, that's what's coming, unless we rise up and stop it. That's the show today. Thanks for watching. Mike Adams here, InfoWars.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.